and his minions have wiped out the other two branches of government, his violent conversion of our country from a democratic republic state into a dictatorship has been swifter than a lot of us realized would happen, and his consolidation of power is almost complete. We are not heading there. We are there. The assaults on our economy and the rule of law, our rights, and the sinking of America's reputation is by design. You can't say that Donald Trump and his minions are working for Russia or are any one of our enemies, but you can ask yourself, what would an enemy agent who was hell-bent on destroying our country, what else would this person be doing differently than what he's doing? Ask yourself that. Okay, here is what Indivisible Spokane, the organizers of the No King protest, have to say about this event that's coming up this weekend. In America, we don't put up with would-be kings. Our peaceful movement is only getting bigger and stronger. No Kings is more than just a slogan. It's the foundation our nation was built upon. Born in the streets, carried by millions in chants and on posters, it echoes from city blocks to rural town squares, uniting people across the country to fight dictatorship together. The president thinks his rule is absolute, but in America, we don't have kings, and we won't back down against chaos, corruption, and cruelty. Grow our movement and join us. And that's the message from the No Kings organizers. I'll be repeating that again, the directions and the location, so you can get that. And, you know, this, I guess this show is going to be something where I will be talking. I'll be giving you my opinion on stuff. I'll be playing some music, and I'll be giving you more details on the No Kings protest. So here's the date. No Kings protest is Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m. at B.A. Clark Park. The park is located at 3922 North Normandy Street in Spokane, Washington. It's on the west side of North Division, just north of Garland or Empire. They kind of, Empire turns into Garland there. There are five speakers lined up to speak about ICE, immigration, free speech, and healthcare. The core principle behind all No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. Organizers expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with the values that we are expressing. All are to act lawfully at this event. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought. Portable restrooms will be available, and it will be ADA accessible. And as a special treat, the P-Jammers will be playing. There will be security in place. So, in order to effect change, to stop dictatorship, there needs to be 3.5% of the population to show up. Bring your signs and your voice to be seen and heard. Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., B.A. Clark Park. That's at 3922 North Normandy Street. Like I said, it's right there on the west side of Division, just by Garland and Empire. So why don't we play a little music, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of this show.
Well, I'm gonna tell you fascists, you may be surprised. People of this world are getting organized. You're bound to lose, and you fascists bound to lose. tell you fascists, you may be surprised. People of this world are getting organized about to lose. And you fascists bound to lose. And all you fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. You fascists are bound to lose. And all you fascists are bound to lose. 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 And all you fascists are bound to lose. And all you fascists are bound to lose. And all you fascists are bound to lose.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Self-defense or fitness. Don't rush the show. You got the dog, but you know to make it. check this out, man.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
Okay, we just heard All You Fascists Bound to Lose by the Tillers, an old Woody Guthrie song, and Public Enemy's Fight the Power. I was originally asked to speak at this No Kings rally, but it turned out that they didn't need me. They already had a full complement of speakers. But the problem was I kind of started thinking about what I wanted to say. And so I'm going to let you know today some of the things that I think I would have said at this speech. Of course, I would have edited it a little bit better, and so please don't judge me there. Okay, so as a trans person, I guess that's why you would think that I will be out there protesting on October 18th. I mean, trans people, well, we're kind of the canaries in the coal mine for sure of this administration, us and immigrants, but the coal mine is collapsing on everyone right now. I don't care who you are, or how much you think your values are in line with this administration, the coal mine, unless you're a billionaire, it's collapsing on you. So I want to tell you, I will be there for bigger reasons. I was an officer in the United States Air Force. I took an oath to defend the Constitution, just like those generals who were subjected to the insanity of Trump the other day and the goofiness of Hegseth, and they had to just sit there and take it. But, you know, if I were them, I'd be thinking right now, there are no gray areas right now. The Trump administration is an enemy of our Constitution. Exactly the sort of thing officers took an oath to defend the United States from. Trump himself is a 34-time convicted felon, an adjudicated rapist, a guy who has been found guilty many times of scams. He's an insurrectionist and a self-confessed sexual assaulter. The people who support him must have the same values as he does, or they think they do. And they must feel the same way about America and our Constitution, I would think. So the other reason I will be there is because after I left the Air Force, I worked on and received my Master's in Arts from Gonzaga University in pastoral ministry. I care a lot about my faith. It really bothers me that the press calls those who follow Trump Christians. They are actively and violently opposed to everything Jesus told us to do. In fact, Pete Hegseth goes to a church that celebrates doing the opposite of everything Jesus told us to do. Ever since I was a kid, there have been movies about, quote, the Antichrist, unquote. The truth is that in Scripture, there is not a person who is coming in horror movie fashion to fight angels or whatever. Antichrist is used almost as a descriptor, I would say, or an adjective of a person and the way they act and the way they behave and what their beliefs are. So it would be safe to say that if you took all the stuff that Jesus had to say about how nations and individuals should behave, Trump and the religious right who support him are, indeed, in an adjective way, Antichrist. So that's the kind of stuff I think I would have said at the protest. And speaking of the protest, the No Kings protest is Saturday, October 18th. 1 to 4 p.m. at B.A. Clark Park. The park is located at 3922 North Normandy Street in Spokane, Washington. It's on the west side of North Division, just north of Garland. There are 5 speakers lined up to speak about ICE, immigration, free speech, and healthcare. Core principles behind all No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. Organizers expect all participants there to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with the values being expressed. All there are to act lawfully at this event. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought. Portable restrooms will be available, and it will be ADA accessible. The PJammers will be playing, and security will be in place. In order to effect change, to stop dictatorship, there needs to be 3.5% of the population, at least, that needs to show up at these kind of events. Bring your signs and your voice to be seen and heard. That's again Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., B.A. Clark Park, 3922 North Normandy Street. Support for Out and About comes from the nonprofit Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture in Spokane. Now presenting Preston Singletary, Raven and the Box of Daylight, bringing the Tlingit creation story to life. And Fire, Rebirth and Resilience, exploring our region's major fires from the Great Fire of 1889 to today. More information at northwestmuseum.org.
Support for Out and About comes from Eastern Washington University Running Start, where high school students can earn tuition-free credit before graduating. Applications at ewu.edu/runningstart.
Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. For those of you who are just joining us, you're listening to Out and About. I'm your host, Maeve, and I am talking about the No Kings protest, which will be taking place October 18th at B.A. Clark Park. And I was going to be a speaker, and then I'm not going to be a speaker that day. But I thought about what I was going to say. This is what the show is about today. So I'm going to tell you what I would have said, and then also playing some good music to get you riled up. It's something you can do if you're feeling helpless and hopeless right now. You can go out and join other people and be heroes. I'm not running for Congress, but if I were, I would campaign on one singular issue, and that issue would be justice. We cannot heal what Trump has done to our country. We cannot fix what he has destroyed. We cannot repair our relationships with other countries. We cannot get people to return to our nation to work and study here in the United States. We can't do any of these things until we bring to justice the destroyers in a court of law, where we get to hear their stories, why they did what they did, and they get to hear the stories of people and of what they have done to America. There needs to be restorative justice. And this is not just for the people, institutions, and relationships that these people have destroyed. There needs to be restorative justice for them, the perpetrators. Their debt will be repaid, and they can re-enter society just like any other person who has violated the law. Until we reestablish the rule of law, we cannot talk about things like healthcare, the environment, global climate change, or peace in our world, or education, because we can't talk about these things until we have justice here in our nation, because our word means nothing now. No one will trust us for the promises that we say that we're going to make when we have done this to ourselves. Cowardly politicians who have abandoned their values because of their fear of the cult leader or because greed has overcome their honor and credibility as they seek power and money must have an opportunity to face justice. And this justice is not for the people who've been harmed by them, but also for their sake as well. If I were running for Congress, that is what I would say. And I would add that the first step in establishing justice is to deny a perpetrator the opportunity to continue harming his constituents in order to show fealty to the clown cult leader. He has enabled this cult leader in destroying farmers with tariffs and with eliminating their labor pool. He has enabled him to violate the Constitution, removing constitutionally protected rights from people who live in our country. He has enabled him in causing countless children's deaths in Palestine and in poor nations around the world. He has enabled his cult leader to not have to face justice when it comes to a child pedophilia ring by blocking the release of the Epstein files. He has enabled his cult leader to show contempt for the rule of law and contempt for police officers when he didn't say anything about when Trump committed an insurrection. And then he didn't say much when his cult leader pardoned those who beat, tasered, and pepper sprayed cops. He is enabling Trump when he doesn't stand up against him, when he lies about cities in order to justify sending the military into those cities. When it's Spokane's turn, don't be surprised when he encourages the violence that these troops were sent to provoke. He celebrates his cult leader when he discontinues Medicaid and disables Medicare in order to give money to billionaires. He will applaud every hospital that is shut down in his district, every job that is lost, every right that is stripped away from you, every death from lack of health care. He will do this because he is either afraid of Trump or he seeks power from his cult leader. Either reason is a good reason for him to be denied re-election. Denying him re-election is the first step to send justice to Washington, D.C. from Spokane, Washington. It's a small start, but it is a start, and it's one that you can take part in. The No Kings protest is Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m. at B.A. Clark Park. The park is located at 3922 North Normandy Street. It's on the west side of North Division, just north of Garland, near Empire. There are five speakers lined up to speak about ICE, immigration, free speech, and health care. Core principles behind the No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. Organizers expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with the values being expressed. All are to act lawfully at this event. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought. Portable restrooms will be available, and it will be ADA accessible. The PJammers will be playing, and there will be security in place. In order to effect change, to stop dictatorship, there needs to be 3.5% of the population to show up. Bring your signs and your voice to be seen and heard. That's Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., BA Clark Park, 3922 North Normandy Street.
Soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our is for chumps. High hoping is for fools.
The hunt you down and tase you bro for playing with the rules.
Don't shoot a man. Don't shoot a man.
I got a big dilemma. The pot of gold for bro. He's got it going sleeveless. Well, I'm about to choke. So let me ask.
Listening to Ohio by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, written by Neil Young. That was Devo singing Don't Shoot, I'm a Man, and Get Up, Stand Up by Bob Marley and the Wailers. I know we have people here working for President Trump doing quasi-police activities that every real actual police officer here knows that they should not be doing. Here's what I think these ICE agents and others who cower behind masks to commit unconstitutional acts and then take a delight in the cruelty of it should know. There will eventually be an accounting. Justice will return to America. And once that comes, there will be a mad dash between these perpetrators to see who can turn on each other first, who will get the deal to testify, and who will go down. Some of you ICE agents might be using drugs and alcohol to numb the accountability that you should be feeling. This won't last forever. Once all the illegally kidnapped legal immigrants and citizens return to the United States, they will tell their stories. And you might cry, and you might ask for forgiveness. When you have sold your honor, your humanity, and your dignity to join this clownish cult, there will have to be some kind of restitution to enter back into society. Seeing the people you harmed, hearing their stories, and feeling ashamed for what you did will be your first step back into rejoining the community. And you know, I hope they forgive you. The No Kings protest is Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., B.A. Clark Park. The park is at 3922 North Normandy Street in Spokane, Washington. It's on the west side of North Division, just north of Garland. There are five speakers lined up to speak about ICE, immigration, free speech, and healthcare. Core principles behind all the No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. Organizers expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with the values being expressed. All are to act lawfully at this event. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought. Portable restrooms will be available, and it will be ADA accessible. The P-Jammers will be playing, and security will be in place. In order to effect change, to stop dictatorship, there needs to be 3.5% of the population to show up. Bring your signs and your voice to be heard and seen. Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., B.A. Clark Park, 3922 North Normandy Street.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. And rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, a voice was a-sounding, this land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. A sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. A voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
With This Land Is Your Land, and The Clash with Armageddon Time. And we'll be finishing up our little speech making here and playing a little bit more music. Thanks for tuning in. We should have fellowship fighting fascism, and it should be as fun as we can make it. The people who seek to destroy our nation enjoy seeing good people angry, seeing good people sad or scared. They love that. Don't give it to them. Stand with other like-minded people, make fun signs, and enjoy being a hero. Someday, your grandkids will tell their kids about the brave person you were. that you cared about their future, that you were part of history, that you were one of the good guys, and that you won. And that's why they are free now. And what a cool person you were. The No Kings protest is Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., B.A. Clark Park. The park is at 3922 North Normandy Street in Spokane, Washington. It's on the west side of North Division, just north of Garland. There are five speakers lined up to speak about ICE, immigration, free speech, and healthcare. Core principles behind all No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent action. Organizers expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with the values being expressed. All are to act lawfully at this event. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought. Portable restrooms will be available, and it will be ADA accessible. The PJammers will be playing, and security will be in place. In order to effect change, to stop dictatorship, there needs to be a 3.5% of the population that shows up. Bring your signs and your voice to be seen and heard. Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., B.A. Clark Park, 3922 North Normandy Street.
Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. Will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
This is a public service announcement with guitar.
That was Gil Scott-Heron with The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And before that was The Clash with Know Your Rights. And one last time, the No Kings protest is this Saturday, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m. at B.A. Clark Park. The park is located at 3922 North Normandy Street in Spokane, Washington, just on the west side of North Division, just north of Garland. There are five speakers lined up to talk about ICE, immigration, free speech, and healthcare. And core principle behind all No Kings events is a commitment to nonviolent actions. And the organizers expect all participants to seek to de-escalate any potential confrontation with those who disagree with the values being expressed. All are to act lawfully at this event. Weapons of any kind, including those legally permitted, should not be brought. Portable restrooms will be available, and it will be ADA accessible. The Beach Hammers will be playing. There will be security in place. Again, October 18th, 1 to 4 p.m., B.A. Clark Park. You are listening to KYRS, Medical Lake, Spokane, 88.1 and 92.3 FM.
country's magnificent national park system has been called America's greatest idea. These 433 treasures, along with our rich diversity of national museums and historical sites, each have their own stories to tell. But the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, for together they express America's egalitarian spirit and little-d democratic possibilities, urging us to keep pushing for economic fairness and social justice for all. And that's exactly why Trump and his cabal of moneyed elites and right-wing extremists are out to purge, erase, and officially censor the park's historical presentations. After all, it's hard to impose plutocratic autocracy if such tangible examples of historic truth and democratic rebellion are openly displayed. Thus, as dictated by the GOP's secretive anti-democracy clique, Project 2025, Trump's ideological thought police have set themselves up as an Orwellian Ministry of Truth to sanitize and Disneyfy the telling of our people's real history. For example, Trump complains that parks and museums hurt America.